It only meant a new ringleader had moved to the top, like fat rising in a broth. The leather-bound hilt felt comfortable in her hand, an old friend. Nell tensed her muscles. The door inched open another crack. The toes of a pair of dark green boots poked through the shadows. Fury burst through her. She knew those boots. Jasper. He was the worst, skulking around Nell when she worked for the crew like a rat sniffing for its next meal. One of Jasper's untied boot strings coiled along the floor. Her lip curled with disgust. Always sloppy. Nell focused her anger into a fine point, the intensity that gave her such skill with a blade for one so young. He took one step closer and crossed firmly into the home. That was enough. Instinct and training kicked in hard. Nell whirled out of bed as silent as an owl swooping on its quarry. She snatched up the long blade on the floor along the way. By the time her spin ended half a heartbeat later, she'd knocked his weapon to the floor. In one quick motion, she pressed her sword tip to his throat and her dagger at his chest. His pulse throbbed in the hollow of his neck, right next to the steel threatening to cut it.
"No!"
Jasper gasped, voice strangled. Trembling, he threw his hands up in surrender. She didn't care that she stood in her nightclothes, soft linen pants and a baggy shirt. It didn't matter that her hair hung loose down her back. She might look like a young, vulnerable girl, but appearances could be deceiving. She prayed the prophetic voice wouldn't take over her body now. Whenever the mysterious voice issued another warning for Alluvia, it spoke through Nell without any apparent concern over what she was doing in that moment. It had led to some awkward situations, but this time, it could be deadly. "Come to kill me this time, Jasper? You couldn't take me then, you can't beat me now."
"I came with a message, that's all, I swear."
"As if I care what you have to say."
"You'll care about this. There's a new boss in town. He either wants you on his side or out of the way. You and your devoted followers."
"Never going to happen." His voice went softer, wheedling.
"No, listen. Come with me, tonight. I'll convince him to assign you to my crew. You're too good to waste."
She snorted. His expression darkened.
"You never knew a good thing when you saw it."
He lowered his arms and Nell led him, though her own weapons remained ready. "My life's full of good things now," she said.
"You mean your little fairy keeper? I reckon there's a reason you aren't even hand-fasted yet. He's not enough for someone like you."
Jasper sidestepped and tilted his head as if examining her. She moved slightly to block him.
"Like me? Someone born with a sword in her hand."
The hands in question suddenly felt icy.
"You're just jealous."
Her tangled reasons for not formally committing to Corbin were nothing she'd talk about to this scum. He glared.
"Don't flatter yourself. Just saying it's a waste. You running around like some messenger of peace. War's coming soon. It'll be too late for you then. The new boss is going to tame the dragons, stop them from setting the mountains afire. He's promised they'll carry us into battle to conquer Alluvia. Can you imagine anything better? You're a fighter, not some fairy fanatic. Your new boss sounds like a madman, and I haven't been with Jack's crew in a long, long time."
She kept her voice low in hopes of not waking her family.
"You mean my crew?"
She paused.
"I'd say congratulations, but I wouldn't mean it. Why even offer me a spot on your crew? You said your new leader wants me gone." "Or a part of the action. Whichever works. All the crews have a bigger purpose now, Nell. You could too."
"There's nothing bigger than saving Alluvia's future. You need to leave me alone. I've got a new life now."
"That new life's about to come crashing down around your shoulders."
He licked his lips and gave a go.